Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters, we continue our journey in the month of Ramadan to uncover the beauty of the majestic Quran. Today, inshallah al-Aziz, we will go through a surah which is very dear to me, which is Surah Yusuf. Every single one of us has many surahs that we read repeatedly and we love reading. It may be Surah Al-Mulk, it may be Surah Yasin, it may be Surah Al-Waqi'ah, or many other surahs in the Quran. But this surah, especially to me, has a huge significance. And if you reflect upon this surah, read this surah, and learn the translation of this surah, then for the youth, for the youngsters, it has a huge amount of lessons for us to learn from. But as you know, every single surah has a connection to the surah before it or the surah after it. So Surah Hud and Surah Yusuf share a similar theme. They both emphasize the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they both also tell the stories of previous prophets as reminders that history will repeat itself if people do not turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance for their belief. Now, this is a very important lesson, that if we do not learn from our history, then we will end up repeating those mistakes as well. It's very important for us to reflect upon the Quran, reflect upon the life of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and make sure we do not fall in the same trap. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates the stories of previous prophets such as Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Salih alayhi salam, and many, many other prophets in different places and in different ways for different purposes. However, what is significant about the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam is that it is only told once in the entire Quran. Other prophets are mentioned again and again repeatedly in different aspects, in different parts of their lives, in different challenges. However, Surah Yusuf is only mentioned here in this particular surah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the place of revelation for Surah Yusuf was in Makkatul Mukarrama. There are a few opinions about the reason for the revelation of Surah Yusuf. One opinion is that the Jews asked the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, and so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this particular surah. Others believe that Surah Yusuf was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Mecca after the death of his uncle and also the death of his beautiful and beloved wife Sayyidina Khadija al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when the persecution became extremely severe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to comfort the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, wanted to encourage him to remain patient and remind him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always grants victory to his righteous servants, to those people who are patient and those people who persevere. And in Surah Yusuf we learn about the patience and the perseverance of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, and how he waited for years on end to be exonerated and to be freed from all of the false accusations that were labeled against him. So the summary of this surah is that it relates the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam in detail, and the surah teaches us perseverance and patience, and that the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always exonerate you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always honor you, and the truth will always become apparent. And also within this surah we learn the importance of protecting your youth, protecting your eyes and your gaze, and seeking the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this day and age, it's not just about protecting yourself physically from adultery or fornication, but also on your mobile phones, on your tablets, on the computer, hearing things and listening things and going to places where you shouldn't be. This is a very, very important surah in that regard. And also this surah reminds us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every single one of us some form of talent, and we have to discover what that talent is. And when you realize that talent, you should become the best in that talent and enhance that talent within yourself so that you can benefit yourself and benefit others. And as a result of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you victory and grant you success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to reflect upon the beautiful surah Yusuf. Jazakumullahu khairan.